In Liberia, the Congress for Democratic Change, the CDC, considered as the country's main opposition party, has lost the last two presidential elections, coming second in both elections. The party has been criticized as lacking the support of many of the country's professionals and intelligentsia. Over the weekend, the CDC USA branch held a consultative forum to mark the inauguration of its officer. The topic of the forum was institution building through reconciliation. Arthur Watson, former president of the Union of Liberian Associations in the Americas, told the forum that Liberia needs institutions that are transparent, efficient, and void of nepotism and corruption.
When we build institutions and ensure that everyone operates within the framework of those institutions, we prevent conflict in the country. When our legal institutions are strong and not beholden to any one person, and not even the president of the nation, each person will play by the same rules and be accountable and held to the same standard. Our people will feel safer because they will have equal access to due process under the law. Strong and effective institutions will help to minimize corruption significantly in the country.
Another speaker, Ibrahim Masale, called for a strong and effective national legislature. He criticized the legislature as weak and ineffective. Masale proposed that the best way to make legislators accountable is to elect senators every 6 years instead of every 9 years.
The term of office for senators and representatives need to be short enough to maintain an accountable link with the voters. Obviously, electing senators for 9 years imposes very minimal responsibility on them to account to voters. The more frequent our senators' representatives will face voters, the more accountable they will be.
Masale said it is more costly to maintain an unproductive senator in office than to hold elections every 6 years. He called on the CDC to lead a constitutional reform campaign before the 2014 senatorial elections.
The argument I often hear against reducing term of office for representatives and senators is that it is too expensive to hold elections in Liberia. But anyone who has read the recent Front Page Africa article about increment in legislative salary and benefits, totaling more than $10,000 per month per legislator, would agree with me that it is far too costly to maintain an unproductive senator in office for 9 years than to hold election to replace such a senator. This is why I call on the CDC to lead the opposition to campaign vigorously for constitutional reform before or during the 2014 senatorial election.
Samuel Toye, former national chairman of the CDC USA, said having lost two presidential elections, institutional building has become paramount to the CDC. He said the CDC should not just criticize the current government. Instead, it must offer itself as an alternative.
Any strategy in the CDC that focuses on Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is not seeking re-election, is fundamentally unsound and flawed. We need to show how we will be different from her. And let me say this. There can be no governance for any political party if they are overwhelmingly rejected by the intelligentsia in the society. Wow. It's going to be a challenge. So the CDC has realized that, and it has now launched this move to institutionalize.
Toye said the CDC has also begun to address the concerns of some in the international community that wonder whether the CDC, as the largest opposition party, can govern.
They have a stake. They're spending a lot of money. And so they want to understand the fundamental question, can CDC govern? Can we trust the future of Liberia with the Congress for Democratic Change? Yes, it is a mass-based party. It is dedicated to empowering the mass of Liberia. Can it marshal the capability to deliver outcomes that are sustainable economically and politically? That question, I would say, the CDC is beginning to address that. This kind of forum should address that question.
There have been dissensions recently within the CDC, resulting in the defection of some staunch members. Masale called on the CDC to first begin to reconcile itself as it attempts to lead the way for national reconciliation.
There are no permanent enemies in politics. In a large organization such as the CDC, there will always be the struggle for competing ideas and interests. But in the end, the interests of the party must be the rallying point for party unity. However, I am not implying that betrayal of the party interest be swept under the bus.
Former member of Liberia's disbanded Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Martha Washington, called for reconciliation through legal, economic, and social justice. She called on the government to implement recommendations of various national commissions, including the TRC, that call for accountability for gross human rights violations.